Well, it's our first time catching up with a great man this morning, Robbie Slater. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, yep. Where the hell have you two been?
We've just been on holidays, mate. How have you been, more importantly?
Well, pretty ordinary, to be fair, son. It's been a very, very busy and, other issues that we won't go into. But I'm sure TK loves the new play on.
Oh, what about you?
Hey, what about Jono?
Oh, Slater curling one across.
Curling it in, son. That's the way.
Oh, beautiful. Hey, what about the surprising news over the weekend with Alan Stajic getting sacked?
Yeah, no idea what's happening there. There's going to be a revolt. This is not over.
Yeah.
It's very hard to see how you can ever reverse this decision, but the coaches' union is onto it now, and mate, he was given no reason. No one was given a reason why he's been let go. There's been no due process. It's a mess.
Mm.
It's a PR disaster. The guy is the most successful Matildas coach in history by a long way. The Matildas, under his watch, and he's been a large part of it, have become a real brand, one of the most popular, national teams in the country. They do fill stadiums now. 4 years ago, they used to get 500 people. Now they can fill a stadium. You got Sam Kerr, one of the most popular players in the country, and Alan Stajic has been a major, major part of this. So it's just, I can't get, no one can get their head around.
No. Well, Robbie, I understand a review, but there was two reviews taking place, and one by a gender survey advocates group called Our Watch. I'd never heard of them, but I wonder why they need to have a review by them.
No, I've got no idea. And something I can tell you now with Alan Stajic, right? I can tell you this without a shadow of a doubt, that there's no smoking gun here.
Right.
That's what's going around on social media. Oh, there must be something. There's got to be something. There is no smoking gun. There is no good reason why this man has been sacked. So you can make of it what you will. I've got a feeling that, if you want me to say it, I've got a feeling that there's some within the organisation that have had it in for Alan Stajic and they've got their way.
Yeah. That can happen. Look, that can happen. And you've got players like Kaya Simon, Chloe Legazzo, Lisa Nirvana, and Sam Kerr she wasn't gagged. She was just so shocked and upset. She wasn't prepared to make a comment yet, but she still believes that Alan is the best person to take them forward to the World Cup. So
there goes your excuse of he's lost the dressing room.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I've heard that it's going to get to the point where the girls and the ones you've mentioned, a lot of the players are going to get together and go to FFA and ask for this to be reversed. I have no idea what's gone on. Emma Highwood is the head of the high performance at FFA. Obviously, David Gallup is the CEO. He's the one who makes the decision. Chris Nicu and the new board, it's their first big decision on their watch. And I tell you what, it's not a great start. I can't see this being over. It's certainly something that is, impossible to explain. And the one thing is, given what we've all said, given what you're just talking about, the players themselves, is you need a reason. Give everyone a reason why. Why has he been sacked? Don't hide behind two reviews. Why do you need two reviews? I don't know. Maybe this is my opinion. Maybe the first review came back fine and they said, mate, you've got to go away and do another review and let's find something up.
You never get a review done or a report done unless you know the results.
Yeah, it's just exactly. look, I think there's an agenda here and I can't say it, mate. I think a lot of people are thinking it. It's up to the FFA and those in charge, you've got to come out with a reason why.
Yeah, well, there's more to play out, and obviously we'll hear a lot more in the coming days. The Socceroos play tomorrow morning. I think it's 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. Our chances against Uzbekistan.
Yeah, you guys know what early morning is. Now, I call that tonight. You call it
exactly.
1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. It's not like you're going to go to bed at 10:30 and get up at...
No, I won't be watching it tomorrow, Robbie. I'm sorry.
No, you'd be very silly if you two have been on extended vacation. You been to France again, Laurie?
No, mate. No.
Right. You were catching up with Thursday and at the test match.
Yeah.
God knows where you've gone, PK. You went underground.
Japan.
You were?
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Ah, right. Nippon. Very good, very good. What were we talking about?
The Socceroos.
Oh, Socceroos.
Matthew Leckie's back.
Look, whether we'll start or not, I doubt it. I think it'd be a big risk to start him after a hamstring injury. We avoided Japan, which was good. But Uzbekistan will be tough. They pushed Japan all the way, although they did make a lot of changes both sides for that last group game. Uzbekistan is someone we should be confident of beating.
Well, we need to beat them, don't we? I know we've had a few challenges along the way and we've, you know, a few injuries and lost to Jordan, but this is a game that we should win.
Yeah, it's one we have to win, of course, being who we are, even though, out of the big nations in Asia, we're probably fifth.
Yeah.
But still, against someone like Uzbekistan, no disrespect, we should be winning.
Yeah. How have we looked throughout the tournament, Rob?
Oh, look, I think we've improved. We've got better. Against Jordan was very disappointing. There's no hiding it. We said it. The first half was probably the worst I'd seen for a while. They got better in the second half against Jordan, but the damage was already done. And, against Palestine, Syria was tough, but we've got better, and I think we'll get better again in the round of 16. Tournaments are exactly what they are. Quite often teams that win the tournament are teams that start off slowly and gather momentum. Hopefully that's our case.
Okay. And just a hard one, mate. Scoreline for tomorrow morning?
I'd say 3-1.
3-1. Beautiful, Robbie. Thanks so much, mate.
See you later, Trips. Bye.
There he goes. The champion, Robbie Slater, with his brand new play on. He's pretty happy with it, I think.
Yeah, I'd be happy too. He's the only Australian, isn't he, to win the Premier League? Is he the only Australian?
He
Robbie?
Won it.
Yeah, Blackburn.
Blackburn.
It's a fair title to have on your resume, isn't it? I don't think Schwarzer... I don't know whether Schwarzer would have won one. Don't know. Can't recall. But I think Robbie might be the only guy.
Craig Johnson won an FA Cup, didn't he?
Liverpool, yeah.
Don't think he won a Premier League.
No. I think our man's the only guy to do it. There you go. I'll stand corrected.
He'll let us know.
Text me back, Rob. I'm giving you a wrap.